Peter Snowden, he would have been to South America. No, morning to you, Pete.
He doesn't leave I Street.
No, it's dead right down South Australia, as far as I've been.
Yeah, no. Yeah, what was the name of the beach, Duff?
Copacabana.
That's it. And the Iguazu Falls. Yeah. Sounds all right, but get on the tour and enjoy it. Now, Pete, let's get down to the serious stuff. You've made the decisions here. McLaren and Rome run tomorrow?
Correct, yeah. They both go to Canberra.
You've just really, with McLaren, you've just been waiting for the weather, really, haven't you?
Yeah, it's been a bit of a wait-and-see game, but anyhow, the decision with the owners this morning was made, and Canberra's where we go.
What did you decide to do with Emperor's Way?
He's running today.
Okay, beauty. The fillies today. Well, you've got such a nice bunch of two-year-olds, late two-year-olds, Pete. I'm just looking at every set of trials. I'm just ticking this Team Snowden runners. You've got a lovely bunch there.
Yeah, they are. They're, at the moment, Ronnie, they're ticking over nicely. They're all starting to take shape, but they're just what keeps going now is important because it just only gets harder each week now. So, but you're right, we have got a few irons in the fire and hoping for one of them to stand up and be counted.
Mm. Anna Heed, obviously she's doing well to back her up.
Really well. I kept my skills. I thought why I went, I did this. I wouldn't normally do it, but she's had a stop-start preparation. She only had the one run in Melbourne and a 5-week gap from her last first start down there and a first start here. Never went out of work, but just was ticking over with light work. Got that problem fixed, and I thought she went enormous the other day. She went super well and even pulled up so well afterwards. I was really pleased. That's the only reason I backed up, because the way she pulled up so well. And I thought if I run her this week, I've got 2 weeks to the slipper. If I didn't run this week, and I thought she wanted one more run, but didn't run this week, if I ran next week, and it's a bigger field, and she was 18, she ends up having a harder run than you want to see her have. So it just made sense today to give her a run today, give her that one more run under her belt, and give me 2 weeks to get her ready.
Belitza showed a bit of courage winning a weaker race at Canterbury, but showed guts.
Yeah, good, honest look. That he tries hard. What you see is what you get with her. She bounces, shows good gate speed, and just very genuine. She probably lacks A-grade ability, but in saying that, she'll make her presence felt today, and she's worth a crack at a stakes race. If she runs a place, it'll be well worth it.
I know it's not easy for a first starter, but this way up in the sky, she looks impressive.
I lost 3 nights sleep over doing the right thing with this filly. I really like her. She's trials have been outstanding. She's only a small filly, but a neat filly. But I made a comment last week, but I was away in Melbourne. I said, just thinking about all the weekend, I said, just throw her on the scales and just see how heavy she is. She rang up, she said, 429. I said, you want to get on there with her and then give me another call back?
So she's not big.
She's not a big filly at all, but she's not a big filly, but she doesn't ride like a small filly. She's got a big action, a great mover, and very real gutsy filly. Like, she's just, the more you ask from her, the more she wants to give you. She's just got a great attitude. But big test for her today, huge test, but a good draw. And we won't die wondering anyway. We'll give her a crack.
No. Yeah, for sure. So you're left with Strasbourg and the colts. He's the opposite. He's a lovely big colt.
Yeah, he's a really nice horse, and probably not the right race for him now. And the blinkers, he's probably not a blinker horse, but he's going particularly well. And the blinkers on him the other day did make him travel a bit better. And Kieran said he'll race 3 lengths closer, and that'll help today in a race which looks like there's a lot of speed. So he's got to win money if he's going to make this clever. So we've got to give this race a good crack to try and get something. And but I do think further on, it's what I've got in my mind. He's definitely a sire champagne horse.
Yeah. All in order with Redzel?
He's excellent. No, his second trial, which is what we wanted to see, and he's been good since. He's a tough little fella, and that second right on has been game face from then on. So he's a beauty to bring up. He just does whatever you want him to do, and as you see him without those blinkers, he looks after himself. So, if you ever see him in a race without blinkers, you better not watch him.
No, exactly.
It's just amazing what it does.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Track work at home, he works like he races. He just runs incredible time, and I never let him go because he just breaks the clock. So we never let him off the bride. But in a barrier trial without the money, he just doesn't want to do anything.
No, it's amazing. And he's consistent. He does the same thing every time.
Yeah, no, exactly right. Yeah, he didn't trial bad the other day, but just
no.
The horse he probably should have been beating, he just finished beside them. So But the blinkers on the other day, he was terrific. Yeah.
Does he stretch on? Did you? I mean, I know you're probably. Will you tell us what you're looking at here in Sydney with him? But do you look at Brisbane, or are you already looking towards October?
All of the above. We're definitely looking towards Brisbane. The TJ is our main goal. It's perhaps that's the one we really want to. We want to win everything. Actually, yes, everyone does. But the TJ is our main goal. But if he comes through that run well, and we're happy with him. It's a big gap from there to the Everest. So you need to keep it ticking over for at least another month. So the obvious decision would be to go to 10,000 in Brisbane.
And you finish with Emperor's Way. No weight, barrier one. Loves Randwick.
Yeah, good draw. Probably a slightly tougher race today than what Canberra Cup would have been, but I just thought that good gate, 53.5 or 54, I think Glenn with the calf over, he'll ride him and he'll suit the horse really well. And just if any, you might have went a touch earlier the other day, Andrew, on the horse. He didn't ride him badly, but just the way the race is running, he's probably got the front of it a little bit too soon. But as I say, with that benefit of that run under his belt back to this track and where he's run very well here before, he should run well today.
What about these two imports at Flemington today, King of Yulong and Yulong Yuhing?
Yeah, I had that trouble too. They're nice horses. I was lucky enough to get six of them off Mr. Zhang. And then four of these horses are quality. King of Yulong, he has won a Group 2 race in Newmarket, I think it was. He's a talented horse. They're really the two, but they're three in our age. So they're a little bit behind where they should be, really. They're because they're Northern Hemisphere horses, they're 6 months behind. But they're lovely horses. Their trials have been outstanding, and they just thrived. I've only had them in work probably 7 weeks, which is, I thought I'd just be, if I got a barrier trial out of them, that'd be as much as I get, because they were very light and they got out of quarantine. There's not much to them. And they're plain-looking horses, but in 7 weeks, they've done amazing, so... A little wait and see, but I really like what I've seen in their trials.
Mm. You know when you walk out of the enclosure at Flemington and that big bronze statue of Bart Cummings is there?
Yes.
If Dothraki wins today, I'm going to put you right next to him.
Peter didn't know what you were about to say. You could hear the nervous in your laugh, Peter. Yeah.
Well, you're looking for glory today with Dothraki.
No, look, it won't happen. But as I said, the owners, why not? You know, he's probably in career best form, like he's running beside a Lazy and those sort of horses. You know, he's got to 54.5. He loves Flemington. I'm not saying he can win today, but he's worth a throw at the stumps. You know, he's in good order. He's an 8-9-year-old now. And you never know if things happen his way. He's not out of the race. As I say, his form down the straight's very good.
No, he's going well. And just a quick comment on your Canberra Black Opal runners. Any leaning either way? Hightail, McLaren, Rome, they're all sort of got credentials.
Three good chances there. It's hard to split them. But three good hopes. You'd be disappointed if you didn't come away with something there.
Well, I've just texted a message to the Flemington officials just to stand by, because there'll be a second statue by the time we get to, what time is it, Duff? By the time we get to 3:30, there'll be a little plaque there at least to get it going, Pete, but good luck today. Hope they all run well.
Appreciate it, guys. Thanks a lot.
Good on you.